Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the Florida Man competition plus prison bail and a stupid world record. It's all coming up right after this.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, Walmart, Nike, Wine.com, Samsung, Lenovo, Sephora, and more. And even stack sales on top of cashback. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Following is a paid political announcement.
Where have you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
I've been in jail.
Whatever for?
Excessive masturbation. I can't believe the laws in this country.
You got that right. That's why I'm voting for Chick McGee for Congress.
Chick McGee? Never heard of him.
You've never heard of Chick McGee? Why, he's the Rosa Parks of excessive public masturbation.
You mean he did it on a bus?
I'm not sure, but probably yeah. Oh,
I guess he does stand for the little guy. Not like his opponent, Jack Wilson. This year, I think I'm going to vote Jack off the ballot and pull the handle of Chick McGee for Congress.
Hello, I'm Chick McGee, and I'm running for Congress in your district. Masturbation is no crime, and I promise you that as your congressman, I'll take a hard stance in Washington. Right after I take a nap.
This message paid for by the friends of Chick McGee, Paul Rubin's treasurer.
Oh, yeah.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Hello, Christy.
Hi, Chick.
There's Josh, Pat, Ace. I'm Chick. Tom is in the building. We just don't know where.
He's frying up some bologna.
The very first. That's what inaugural means, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The inaugural Florida Man Games took place over the weekend.
Oh, it did.
And here are some for instances.
Okay.
Dozens of participants from across the state put on tank tops and cutoff shorts to compete in events such as wrestling while holding pitchers of beer. Pool noodle duels.
Oh.
That's not easy to say. No. Pool noodle duels in a mud-filled inflatable pool. And a sprint to evade police officers.
Oh, jeez.
A theft simulation relay wherein competitors raced while carrying a pair of bicycles. Okay. This is a theft simulation. They carried a pair of bicycles, copper pipes, and catalytic converters.
Ah,
they know what they're stealing. It was called the most insane athletic showdown on earth. Spectators paid $45 a ticket to watch the competition.
Well, that's ridiculous.
No word on how many people attended the festivities.
Meth is encouraged, by the way.
Does that help? Helps things a little bit with the meth?
Yeah, they have a white-collar division. You work on tax evasion procedures.
Oh, that's interesting.
The winners get bail money, by the way.
I never understood how bail works.
You give somebody money, and then they get you out of jail, but you never get your money back, right?
No, you get it back. If you say you're bailed,
10%, right?
Right.
It's like a $10,000 bond. You only have to give him $1,000.
Right.
Well, you give the bondsman
$1,000.
Yeah.
And then he guarantees that you'll show up.
And then he gives somebody $10,000.
Well, if you don't show up, but then they'll track you down. See, but the
because he wants his $10,000 back, right?
Yes. But they keep that money that you give them up front. I know this because I had to bail a friend out of jail on Christmas Eve once.
How much that cost you?
Plenty. It was also
enough
going up there and
yeah.
Would you bail me out of jail if I called you, or would you act like it was a crank call and hang up?
It depends. What are we talking about? What's the crime here?
I don't think that enters into it.
You're going to judge him by the crime?
You know what? Whatever. You got your answer.
I think I did.
Yeah.
So anybody who comes back at me with that reply, I'm in stir for a while.
I mean, I know you. It could be capital murder. I mean, the bail could be substantial.
I don't think it would be cap. I mean, it might be capital murder.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know who you're talking about. Maybe so.
No, I have indeed bailed someone out of jail.
I know.
Why do you keep saying that like it's... We can't believe it.
Because you guys haven't.
Believe it.
Ace, how do you know that?
Ace, you ever bail anybody out of jail?
No.
I had an uncle with a gun at a Christmas dinner party.
Did you bail him out of jail?
No.
He bailed out of jail.
I think my grandmother bailed him out.
Did you bail yourself out of jail, Pat?
No, the comedy club owner did down in Charlotte.
Wow. Once again.
$1,500, I think.
$1,500?
Was that the full bail, or was that just the fee to get you out?
That was the bail, yeah.
And once again, your crime was what?
Public intoxication and interfering with an investigation.
And because you weren't even driving the vehicle, but you were mouthing off at the police officer?
Exactly.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Smart guy. Smart.
Well, I think all of us are changed. I always thought I could never picture Pat being that way, but last week after he came unhinged on Josh in the break room, I don't think any of us...
A potty mouth on me.
I will ever be the same.
We caught a glimpse, didn't we?
We sure did.
Have you seen any of the events in the Florida games here?
Have we seen?
Yeah, we talked about some of them.
We talked about them.
Okay,
I haven't looked at them. Are they
pool noodle duel in the pool mud, filled with mud? Mud.
Yeah, the problem is the really good competitors are all locked up in county, so you're not getting the really good guys that are tremendously successful at this.
These are all the amateurs.
Yeah, they have a meth tent. By the way, just right there on the sidelines.
Oh,
I love the fact that the catalytic converters are being stolen.
Yeah, whoever came up with this knows what he's talking about. The copper pipes and catalytic converters.
Yeah, does it say where they did it in Florida?
Mm-mm. Well, it might have been in the middle of the state. I'm not sure.
So.
Yeah, right in the heart of Florida.
Yeah, somewhere
around Orlando.
You think so?
I would think.
Hey, I'm looking. Oh, it's St. Augustine. Okay.
That's south, right?
Yeah, that's south.
Oh.
They would have been really well-dressed had it been in Miami, of course. The folks there know how to dress up, but it's St. Augustine, all right.
Would it be possible for me to broadcast from Key West during the Hemingway look-alike
days?
Yes, but why not just go down and enjoy it?
Why don't we all go?
Yeah.
Well, now we're talking.
That'd
well, he won't go.
We're doing all these remotes. That'd be fun.
He won't. Would you go?
Key West is awesome.
With me and pet a six-toed cat.
Well, that'd be fun. I'd love to do that at Hemingway's house.
Sure. Why not?
I see. Is that sports?
And see the toilet and the and the Easy Rider rifle rack. Oh, okay. Never mind. Dear Tom, I'm listening. I'm getting ready for work. This is from Rebecca. I live right near Harbor Springs. I was just there the other day at the place you're talking about with the catapults and the goats.
Pond Hill Farm.
They also at Pond Hill Farm blow up a giant gnome with a gun. It's kind of like dynamite that they use to blow the gnome up. There's also a tunnel of trees. I love Harbor Springs.
Well, thank you.
I listen to you guys on the radio every morning.
Gnomes are very popular.
Gnomes are both...
For outdoor
negatively and
things,
positively...
like lawn art. Gnomes are huge.
I see.
So, but you've been to Pond Hill Farm?
I have many times. That's the place where they have the catapults that you can shoot the melons at the goats.
And you've done that?
I've done that, absolutely.
You've done that?
Of course.
You are a sick
Well, that's
man.
Fun and good.
I've got photographs of it.
Ooh, we should see some.
We got to put
Did
them
the
up.
Goats ever catch the melons?
Did you ever hit... Did you ever...
They're not like dogs.
Did you ever knock one out?
What keeps you from shooting a whole melon at a goat and hitting him in the head and killing it?
Once again, you're launching them in big arcs.
Yeah, somebody could get hurt.
Well, so the goat can look up and go, oh, I better step 5 feet to the left.
It's much like
it looks like that melon's getting larger, but being a goat, I don't know why.
Yeah, exactly.
Clunk.
Don't goats have horns, though? They could land right there.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be a free lunch.
That's a trick, yeah.
I think that thing they give
you. That should be a free lunch.
They have a delicious bottle.
Where is the Humane Society in this damn thing?
You're not aiming at the goats. The goats are out in the field.
I don't care what your intention is. You're still shooting things at animals.
They're just lofting food in.
And you're giving them a pass because it's in Michigan.
No,
I was a small boy. And my mother held my hand.
They have delicious lunch. You'd like it, Christy. They have wine and they have nice bottled dressings you can take with you. You'd enjoy it.
Bottle dressing, fan.
Oh, boy. We all use those pouch dressings.
Here's the thing. Before I go to Rome and eat in a nice restaurant, I want to know if they have bottled dressings I can take with me.
You can buy it and take it away.
Pardon me for a second.
Is your dressing in a box?
My friend Josh, ma'am, would like to ask you a question.
Could I have my dressing in an envelope?
I'm sorry. This Thousand Island does not taste bottled to me.
Oh, you morons.
Is this tap?
You can take it away as you leave. Never mind.
Is this pouch dressing? I thought this was a nice place of trying to kill goats.
Tastes like
apparently, it's half-assed.
Nice place to kill goats.
Did you at any point say, what are you people doing? Why are we shooting things at goats?
You're not. The goats are way out of the... You're lofting them out there.
And what about the melonless in the world who have to sit back and watch you people catapult nice ripe melons
starving people
into a field?
Good melons.
You're wasting food. You're trying to kill animals. And all bets are off because it's Michigan.
No, the animals eat the melon once it arrives.
Oh, okay.
Well, why don't the people eat the melon?
I'm sure if you'd like melon with your salad and the valid bottle dressing, I'm sure they would offer that for you. I'd like the melon. Could I please have some of your Pond Hill Farm bottled dressing?
There is something to be said about catapulting a cantaloupe. They're close. Those words are close.
Yeah.
I'm also concerned about their blowing up gnomes with something that could be C4.
When you first said that, I thought, oh, they're inflating some kind of giant gnome. No, they're exploding it.
They have giant gnomes, I'm guessing, made of plaster, and they put dynamite underneath it and blow them up. And people
Sounds
cheer
cool.
and applaud.
I have not witnessed that.
Well, you're off the hook for that one, I guess.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
You're still trying to kill a goat, though.
And we're talking about this because catapults were made illegal somewhere in England. But they're legal in the good old USA.
And we found out that they, in England, they're just slingshots or whatever. Not the full crazy catapult, which would just be fantastic to have.
Did you go up there, you park, you walk over before lunch and... You can feed some animals and you launch some lemons.
Don't get me wrong. I'd absolutely launch a lemon.
You ever see a goat?
Or a melon.
The goats go, hey, it's a lemon. I wanted a cantaloupe. Get on there, dumb goats. I see. Okay, what else is happening in sports? Man. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm on Pond Hill Farm's website and I'm shipping some sort of canned food to you.
I go to a place almost dressing. Every fall where they shoot. They have a pumpkin cannon.
I love that.
Yeah, that's fun, right?
That is fun, yeah.
But there's nothing living where they're shooting.
Exactly. You're not taking any soul while you're shooting your
pumpkin. They're not having any fun.
Release the goats.
My
Pat, I think you were there with me.
I was?
I think so. We've had lunch there many times. I've got a bunch of pictures. I was just looking at pictures of that place the other day. I'll see if you're in any of them. I'm sorry, Chick McGee. Back to you on the sports page.
Okay.
We have many bottled dressings.
they're bottled.
I'm going to get some and not share it with you, Jeff.
There are bottled dressings.
Oh, no. Where can I ever get a bottle of dressing?
Oh, boy.
Anywhere?
Well, I'm sure that I'm sure you've got ranch in your desk drawer.
They have Pond Hill Cup bandanas and fleece blankets. A pumpkin mascot.
Okay, we
got it. It's a goat with a broken neck.
He's got one of those milk things
to the left.
Oh, that'd be amazing if the goats had neck braces on. they're really injured, but they're out there still.
Yeah, they're still out.
They can't help themselves. Yeah.
You want to eat, don't you?
How is this still going on?
It's fun. You got to go.
It sounds insane.
We'll go up there this summer.
I've got a feeling I'm going to have to go.
Are you guys able to look at a person in a neck brace and not laugh out loud?
No.
Yes.
It's nearly impossible.
Because I feel bad for them. You never know what they...
I immediately think they're faking.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
I always think Chappaquiddick, where Teddy Kennedy shows up with the neck brace and the tie on.
Which is funnier, the neck brace or the voice box?
The neck brace. Yeah.
Okay. So you can fake the neck brace, you jackass. Could you possibly go to a sports story?
I'm not saying the voice box isn't. There is humor there.
Thank you.
Not much.
Because odds are he smoked to get there, right?
Yeah.
You know, what's cool is when they smoke through the voice box.
That's really something.
Yeah. Mind your own business.
What else can they take from me?
Well, I'm still spoken.
Could I still be on the air?
I want to be mostly machine.
Could you? We can't hear you, fortunately.
This is a world record. Everybody got that?
Yep.
A woman from Uganda has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest time to hug a tree.
Oh, no.
Ms. Faith Patricia Arakot wrapped her arms around a tree trunk for 16 hours, 6 seconds to set the first record. She's 29 years old, attempted the challenge to encourage others to plant trees and to highlight the need for humans to protect them. But the only good goat's a dead goat, she says here.
Oh, man.
She was not permitted any breaks. Her arms could not be released from the tree at any point, and she was required to stand for the entire duration of the record attempt. So, did she get a bathroom break?
No.
So she just pissed all over the tree then, evidently.
And potentially crudded.
Right there. Crudded. Right there. Like that.
Right there on the roots.
Doogie, right there on the roots.
Crudded. Been sitting on that forever.
We used to say that as kids all the time.
Never heard of it.
It says here this was the third time in a month she attempted to set the record. The first time had to be cut short due to a thunderstorm.
Well, what's the big deal there? Everybody knows in a thunderstorm, you just hide under the biggest tree you can find.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that's just common sense. Boy Scout stuff.
The tree has a rough surface, and it cut into my skin, but I had to keep holding on. No bathroom breaks.
Whatever.
Well, she wore a diaper, obviously.
Why don't we ask the tree how it feels about this whole thing?
Yeah, I don't think she's got a diaper on, Christy.
Oh.
How do you know?
Why?
She could wear, they are very...
They're very slender?
Yes.
Okay. Mm.
Poise makes a nice product.
Who?
Poise.
P-O-I-S-E.
Oh, Poise.
It's an adult diaper.
It's an adult diaper.
And they actually say, at one point on the commercial I saw, they were like, you need Poise in your pants or something. Yeah. That is awfully close and they weren't trying to make a joke.
Well, she looks like a sweet lady. Here she is, hugging the tree. Yikes.
She is hugging the tree.
I'm sorry, what does she get for doing this?
She gets a world record, Tom.
She gets to be talked about on the radio.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, no, she... we'll plant trees.
Okay, it literally... Did he just look right at me and said, what does she get for this? There's absolutely not even a hint of what she got for this in the store. That he put together.
And that happened in Uganda?
Yeah.
I almost opened up a restaurant there.
Oh, yeah?
Did you?
It was going to be called Uganda Eat That.
You got to finish that?
You going to eat that?
You got to finish that. I like that.
Yeah, that's probably better. You got to finish that?
Yeah, okay. I think it would have been cool if it was one of those Wizard of Oz trees. God, those scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, me too.
Start throwing things at people.
How would you like it if I plucked something off of you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Ew.
If you want to be scared today, look this up. This is from my childhood. It was called Lucy's Toy Shop.
and they had Mr. Tree. And the kids would wake up Mr. Tree every morning. Hello, man. Wake up. Good morning, Mr. Tree. And he'd click his eyes open. It's the most terrifying face on a tree you've ever seen in your life.
All right.
By the way, wonderful. She's quoted as saying, "The tree chose me."
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Who say too, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's very zen.
How about that?
Very BS-ish, if that's a term. Well, congratulations. Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Hugging a tree. Okay, good. But yeah, I'm sure you'd soil yourself after.
Well, yeah, you'd have to. 16 hours?
Probably.
Yeah. You can't not go to the bathroom for 16 hours.
No.
Christy, how long is an adult diaper good for?
I don't know. I've never worn one. I guess.
I've had mine on since Saturday.
Wow!
Boy, it's not bad.
I mean,
it's got to be heavy.
Yeah, until
it is.
It would just keep getting heavier until it.
I remember when my kids were little and they'd have, before they had the really quality swim diapers, and they'd go in the bed and then you'd get out and you'd have this diaper that looked like it had four footballs.
Yeah.
I remember
that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.